Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So, today's market, kind of a roller coaster, right?
Yeah, total rebound. Wiped out Monday's losses and then some. Interesting to see that big initial jump before the Bessent news hit the wires.
Right? Almost like the market was anticipating something. Though, that Treasury Secretary comment about de-escalating China tariffs definitely added fuel to the fire.
Fuel to a fire that was already burning. Let's be real, no substance there, just a shift in tone. Market was primed for a bounce.
Primed is the right word. 8 straight weeks of extreme bearish sentiment from individual investors. Longest streak since 87. Classic contrarian signal.
Exactly. Short covering, bargain hunting, all playing a role. And the dollar rallying, 10-year yield sliding, took the edge off that sell America vibe from Monday.
Megacaps led the charge, of course. Tesla up over 4.5% pre-earnings. But it wasn't just them. Broad participation. 9-to-1 advancers to decliners on the NYSE. That's huge.
Huge. Equal-weighted S&P 500 matching the cap-weighted gain at 2.5%. All sectors green, financials and consumer discretionary leading the way.
Interesting. Industrials lagging a bit, though. Northrop Grumman and RTX took a hit post-earnings. Kind of a mixed bag there.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. Speaking of watching, tomorrow's economic data, we've got that MBA mortgage index, PMI numbers, new home sales, and crude oil inventories. Busy day.
Lots to digest. And overseas, European markets mildly positive, Asia a bit mixed. Commodities, crude oil up, natural gas flat, gold down. But hey, 3M had a pretty good day, despite the tariff headwinds.
Resilient, right? Margin expansion doing the heavy lifting. Even with organic sales growth slowing a bit, they reaffirmed their full-year guidance. Impressive.
So overall, a strong rebound day. But is it sustainable? What are you watching for tomorrow?
Well, those PMI numbers are key. Need to see if the services sector can hold up. And new home sales? Any weakness there could signal trouble for the consumer. Lots of moving parts. Stay nimble.
So 3M, kind of a bright spot in a sea of mixed earnings, yeah?
Definitely. Resilient. Even with those tariff headwinds, that innovation pipeline is really delivering. 60% year-over-year growth in new product launches, that's impressive.
Yeah, sets them up nicely to hit that double-digit growth target for 2025. Margin expansion is the real story here, though, right? Organic sales growth a bit sluggish, but they're managing costs effectively.
Exactly. Disciplined execution, operational improvements, classic 3M. Still, navigating those macro headwinds won't be easy. But that strong cash flow, $1.23 billion Q1, gives them some wiggle room.
For sure. And those shareholder return commitments, gotta keep investors happy. Speaking of happy, lots of earnings beats today. Danaher, Lockheed Martin, Medpace, some real standouts.
Definitely some positive surprises, but also some misses. Northrop Grumman, RTX, that industrial sector, is looking a little shaky, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag there. And those Japanese investors dumping $20 billion of international debt after the tariff news? Not a great sign. Adds to the uncertainty.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. And then there's the whole Trump-Powell dynamic. Could get messy if the economy starts to sputter. Lots of moving parts.
So, lots of news swirling around today. Everything from trade talks to engine fires. Where do we even begin?
Well, that Trump retail meeting sounds interesting. Productive, they say. Always gotta wonder what that actually means.
Right? Lots of smoke and mirrors with this administration. But hey, progress on trade with India? That's gotta be good news, yeah?
Potentially. Roadmap for negotiations. Sounds like a long way to go before anything concrete happens. Months, even, if Politico is to be believed.
And Japan, too, trying to avoid those tariffs. But Russia and Ukraine, Putin offering a ceasefire? That's a big one.
Huge geopolitical implications. Wonder how that'll play out. And speaking of international relations, Argentina might be getting a credit line from Bessent. Interesting.
Trying to shore things up, I guess. Meanwhile, back in the corporate world, 3M, resilient, right? Margin expansion doing the heavy lifting. Even with organic sales growth slowing a bit, they reaffirmed their full-year guidance. Impressive.
Definitely. They're navigating those macro headwinds pretty well. That strong cash flow gives them some wiggle room. Unlike, say, BP with Elliott Management breathing down their necks. Spending cuts on the horizon there, I'd wager.
Oh, Elliott Management? They're like corporate raiders, right? Always shaking things up. But hey, Alaska Air and Hawaiian integrating airport spaces, that's a smart move.
Streamlining operations. Efficiency is key in that industry. Now this whole Google search remedies trial, that could get messy, especially with OpenAI lurking, potentially snatching up Chrome.
Wow, talk about a power play. An Amazon and Walmart vying for access to Indian markets? That's a battle of the titans, though Amazon's VP downplaying expansion plans. Something doesn't quite add up there.
Yeah, a little cryptic, isn't it? Routine capacity management? Sure. Meanwhile, Apple and Meta facing those Digital Markets Act fines. Not surprising, but still a significant hit.
Whoa, lots of corporate maneuvering today, huh? CEO shuffles, partnerships, expansions, where do we even start?
Well, that Galapagos CEO stepping down, that's a big one. 12 months to find a replacement. Gives them time, but still a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, especially with him staying on his chair. Interesting dynamic. Sort of a passing of the torch, but not quite. What about hims and hers? COO transitioning to an advisory role, and that FDA alert on compounded finasteride. Not great optics.
Definitely something to watch. Could impact their topical finasteride sales. Speaking of sales, Gilat Satellite raking in over $15 million in orders. Nice little win for them.
For sure. And Redwood Trust weathering the storm? Position of strength, they say. We'll see how long that lasts. This whole banking crisis is far from over.
Absolutely. Lots of uncertainty still swirling around. Now this Google Pixel production shift to India, that's interesting. Diversifying their supply chain, I guess. Smart move, considering the geopolitical landscape.
Yeah, makes sense. And paying Samsung for Gemini installs? Aggressive. Gotta keep up with OpenAI somehow. Though that whole Google search remedies trial, still looming large.
Definitely a potential game changer. Could reshape the entire search landscape. And speaking of reshaping, Roche investing $50 billion in U.S. pharmaceuticals and diagnostics? Wow, that's a bold move.
Huge. Long-term play, for sure. Now MongoDB's interim CFO resigning? Something doesn't quite add up there. Usually, interim roles transition to permanent, not the other way around.
Yeah, a little strange. Something to keep an eye on. What about First Financial Northwest's liquidating distribution? $22 a share? Not bad for shareholders, I guess.
Definitely a nice payout. And Skeena Gold getting a favorable ruling from the Supreme Court of Canada? That's a big win for them. Clears the way for that Albino Lake storage facility.
Absolutely. Removes a major roadblock. Speaking of roadblocks, those Digital Markets Act fines for Apple and Meta? Not surprising, but still a significant hit.
Yeah, gotta play by the rules, I guess. Even if those rules are constantly changing. Now this Warner Bros. Discovery Max Extra Member add-on, $7.99 a month? Seems a bit steep.
Yeah, a little pricey. We'll see how consumers react. And speaking of reactions, that PepsiCo news about the FDA phasing out artificial food dyes, that could shake things up in the food industry.
Whoa, lots of analyst action today. Upgrades, downgrades, initiations, where do we even begin?
Well, CoreWeave is definitely the standout. So many initiations. Looks like Wall Street is pretty bullish on them, even with the mixed target prices.
Yeah, lots of buy ratings there. Baffa, Stifel, Jefferies, but Goldman initiating with a neutral? Interesting. They're usually pretty aggressive.
True. Maybe they're seeing something the others aren't, or maybe it's just a valuation call. $54 price target isn't exactly chump change.
Good point. What about those downgrades? Comerica getting hit twice? Ouch. And UPS, United Health, Texas Instruments, some big names on that list.
Yeah, not a good look, especially with the market already jittery. Could signal some broader sector weakness. We'll have to see how those stocks react tomorrow.
For sure. And those upgrades? Sportradar from underperform to buy? That's a big jump. And Stoneco, PagBank, some interesting moves there.
Definitely worth watching. Could be some hidden value emerging. Though I'd be cautious with those upgrades from Morgan Stanley and Barclays. They tend to be a bit more conservative, shall we say.
Right. Equal weight isn't exactly a ringing endorsement. But hey, at least it's not a downgrade. What about those other initiations? Amcor, American Water, Avery Dennison. Anything catch your eye?
Not particularly. Mostly market perform or hold ratings. Nothing too exciting. Though that underweight on American Water from Barclays, a bit surprising given their usually defensive nature.
Yeah, a little unexpected. Maybe they're concerned about valuation. Or maybe it's something more fundamental. We'll have to dig deeper. What about those Briefing.com tidbits? Weatherford partnering with AIQ and WPP's CMI Media Group hitting a milestone.
Interesting developments. AI and energy production, that's a growing trend. And WPP's automated media orchestration could be a game changer for their clients. $1 billion in incremental revenue, that's not nothing.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. So overall, a busy day for analysts. Lots of moving parts. Stay nimble, folks. Tomorrow's another day.
And who knows what surprises it might bring. Better be prepared.
All right. So taking a look at the pre-market action here, lots of earnings on deck for Wednesday. Anything jumping out at you?
Well, that list is packed. APHT, AVBA, BSX, going to be a busy morning.
For sure. And those PMI numbers dropping at 9:45, manufacturing and services, those are key, yeah?
Absolutely. Give us a good read on the health of the economy. Gotta see if services can hold up, especially with manufacturing looking shaky.
Right. And new home sales at 10? That'll tell us something about the consumer, right? If those numbers are weak, could spell trouble.
Definitely something to watch. And then there's crude oil inventories at 10:30, always a wild card. Could impact energy stocks, obviously.
Oh, and that 5-year treasury auction at $170 billion. That's a big one. Could move the bond market, which, ripples through everything.
Yeah, lots of moving parts on Wednesday. Gotta stay nimble. Now, looking at those analyst initiations, CoreWeave is getting a lot of attention.
Oh, CoreWeave? Lots of buy ratings, I see. Baffa, Stifel, Jefferies, but Goldman is staying neutral? Interesting.
Yeah, a little surprising. Maybe they're seeing something the others aren't, or maybe they're just being cautious with the valuation. $54 price target isn't exactly cheap.
Good point. What about those downgrades? Comerica getting hit twice? That can't be good.
Not a good sign. And UPS, United Health, Texas Instruments, some big names getting downgraded. Could be a sign of broader sector weakness.
Yeah, something to keep an eye on. Now those Briefing.com tidbits, Weatherford partnering with AIQ, AI and energy, that's a growing trend.
Definitely. And WPP's CMI Media Group hitting a milestone, $1 billion in incremental revenue, that's impressive. Automated media orchestration could be a game changer for their clients.
So lots to digest here. Earnings, economic data, analyst actions, going to be a busy Wednesday. What are you watching most closely?
Those PMI numbers for sure. And new home sales. Need to see how the consumer is holding up. Lots of uncertainty out there, so stay nimble. Don't get caught off guard.
All right, so looking at this pre-market analysis, things seem a bit tense, yeah?
Definitely. Last week's decline spilling over, trade tensions, Fed uncertainty, not a great recipe for a rally.
Tech and mega caps leading the sell-off, that's never a good sign. But biotech and pharma showing some strength, interesting.
Selective strength, CRSP, worth watching. But overall, caution is key. Volatility is still high.
Right, and no major economic data today. So it's all about sentiment, basically.
Pretty much. That 2-year treasury auction will be telling. Bond market sentiment is crucial right now.
So, what's the play for today? Sit tight, or are there any opportunities?
Selective biotech pharma setups. Look for relative strength and volume support. Swing entries, tight stops. Don't chase breakouts in tech. Not yet.
Got it. Focus on the strong, avoid the weak. Makes sense. Now what about those sector ETFs? XLY and XLK up sharply, but XLU volatile.
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag. XLC steady, which is something, I guess. But XLY and XLK showing real strength. Tech is still a driver, even in this market.
So risk on sentiment, but with a healthy dose of fear. That's a tough balance.
Exactly. Watch those key levels. SPY support at 526, 527. Resistance at 537, QQQ support at 450, resistance at 455. Those are the lines in the sand.
Breakouts or breakdowns? That's the question. What are the catalysts to watch for?
Earnings reports, for one. Strong earnings could boost sentiment. And economic data, of course. Good news on employment or GDP could fuel a rally.
But on the downside?
Negative economic news, geopolitical developments, anything could trigger a sell-off. And if SPY breaks below 526 or QQQ below 450, look out below.
So lots of uncertainty. Stay nimble, right? Don't get married to any one position.
Absolutely. This market is a minefield. Prudent risk management is key. Watch those technicals, pay attention to the fundamentals, and be ready to react. Things can change in a heartbeat. Don't get caught off guard.
So This WaveWriter AI analysis paints a pretty interesting picture for Tuesday, yeah?
Definitely. A mixed bag, but with some clear pockets of opportunity. That NEO call, for example, bouncing back with increased volume after a sell-off. Classic short covering rally potential.
Right, and those support and resistance levels, 373 entry, 370 since stop, very actionable. Tactical traders will love that. What about at Zini, holding a stable base, closing above average?
Yeah, Zini looks promising. Sustained volume suggests a potential push towards 3713, maybe even 3750 if it breaks through. But gotta watch those support levels at 3666 and 3655. Risk management is key.
For sure. Now MCD, that's a bullish standout, wouldn't you say? Clear upward momentum, strong volume.
Absolutely. MCD is a beast. With that support at 318.67, I could see it pushing towards 321.50, maybe even higher. But again, tight stops are crucial. 370.46 is a good level to watch.
Got it. So NEO, Xeni, MCD, those are the key long setups. Anything on the short side?
Not explicitly mentioned in this analysis. But that PMBK chart in the second report, downward pressure, decreasing closing prices, that's something to keep an eye on. Might be a short opportunity there.
Interesting. So a mix of long and short setups. Gotta love a dynamic market. What about those sector trends? Tech seems a bit uncertain, yeah? APL range-bound, coin showing some volume but no clear direction. TRD and LXEO stagnant, not a lot to get excited about.
Yeah, tech is definitely a wait-and-see right now. But healthcare and biotech, some interesting consolidation patterns there. ALXO, AMLX, could see some breakouts soon.
Oh, breakouts, you think? The report mentions consolidation with no definitive upward momentum.
True, but consolidations often precede breakouts. Gotta watch for volume spikes and price action confirmation. ARVN and GPCR, for example, those earlier surges could be a sign of things to come.
I see. So potential setups in biotech, but with caution. What about the other sectors? Financials, consumer discretionary, resources, and energy.
Financials look steady, but not particularly exciting. Consumer discretionary could see some short-term gains driven by consumer sentiment, and resources and energy, MOS and NG stabilizing, NEO and Xeni showing potential upshifts, could be some interesting plays there.
So overall, a mixed bag, but with some clear opportunities for nimble traders. Gotta stay focused on those key levels, watch the volume, and manage risk effectively. Sound advice?
Absolutely. This market requires discipline and patience. Pick your spots carefully, don't overextend, and be ready to react. Things can change in a heartbeat. Stay nimble.
So, this WaveWriter AI analysis, it's painting a pretty mixed picture, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely mixed. But not without some bright spots. I mean, that NEO call bouncing back with increased volume after a sell-off. Classic short-covering rally potential right there.
Right? And those support and resistance levels they're giving us, 373's entry, 370 stop, very actionable. Tactical traders are going to love that.
Absolutely. Clear, concise, and to the point. What about Zini? Holding a stable base, closing above average?
Yeah, Zini looks promising. Sustained volume suggests a potential push towards, what, $37.13? Maybe even $37.50 if it breaks through. But gotta watch those support levels at 3666 and 3655, right?
Exactly. Risk management is key, always. Now MCD, that's a bullish standout, wouldn't you say? Clear upward momentum, strong volume.
MCD is a beast. With that support at 318.67, I could see it pushing towards 321.50, maybe even higher. But again, tight stops are crucial. 370.40 is a good level to watch.
Agreed. So NEO, Xeni, MCD, those are the key long setups. Anything on the short side catching your eye?
Not explicitly mentioned in this analysis. But that PNBK chart in the second report, downward pressure, decreasing closing prices, that's something to keep an eye on. Might be a short opportunity there if it confirms.
Interesting. A mix of long and short setups. Gotta love a dynamic market, right? What about those sector trends? Tech seems a bit uncertain.
Yeah, AAPL range-bound, coin showing some volume but no clear direction. TRD, holding steady. LXEO, stagnant. Not a lot to get excited about, except maybe healthcare and biotech.
Oh, you seen something there?
Well, the report mentions some interesting consolidation patterns. ALXO, AMLX, could see some breakouts soon if the volume picks up. What do you think?
I agree. Consolidations often precede breakouts. Gotta watch for those volume spikes and price action confirmation, though. ARVN and GPCR, for example, those earlier surges could be a sign of things to come.
I see. So potential setups in biotech, but with caution. What about the other sectors? Financials, consumer discretionary, resources, and energy.
Financials look steady, but not particularly exciting. Consumer discretionary could see some short-term gains driven by consumer sentiment, and resources and energy, MOS and NG stabilizing, NEO and Exini showing potential upshifts, could be some interesting plays there.
So overall, a mixed bag for Tuesday, but with some clear opportunities for nimble traders, right?
Absolutely. This market requires discipline and patience. Pick your spots carefully, don't overextend, and be ready to react. Things can change in a heartbeat. Stay nimble, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you tomorrow.
And that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for joining us, folks. And remember, fortune favors the prepared. This is Next Day Prep signing off. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.